Yeah, we'll start again the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Pei Zamarah from top. Again, Hazirik, if somebody makes a Zerika, throws on Shabbos, either Dal Damas Peshus Rabin, or else from Rishus Yecha to Rishus Rabin, the Niskar, and then he remembers that today is Shabbos. Now, as he started off to be a Shoigik, he forgot today was Shabbos. And then in the middle of the Niskar, Me'acha Shiyotisam Yodoy, after the Chafetz left his hand, he remembered today was Shabbos. That's one case. Rashi Hazorik B'Shoigig. He started off the Malacha B'Shoigig. V'nizkashu Shabbos. And after it left your hand, you remember today was Shabbos. V'yachashu Yotzit Rashi Ha'evin Miyodah. After the stone left your hand. Aber V'koydim Shatanuach. Before you made the Hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. Vaita Zati Mishnah. And the Halacha is going to be, he's Potter from Achatis. Vaita Zati Mishnah. Kol Ta'achar. Mashma, the same case when you threw it. And afterward you remember today was Shabbos. Now, kol ta'acher, instead of making its own hanocha, somebody else chapped it and made the hanocha with it. Shrashi, kol ta'acher. Kesalka daitach li'acher sheniskar. Zeh, kol ta'acher. Now, the Mishnah is saying one thing, that you first threw it, b'shoigig, you forgot terei with Shabbos, then you remembered terei with Shabbos before it made the hanocha, and the second thing happened, that somebody caught it. It didn't make its own hanocha, but kol ta'acher. A second person came and caught the chayfetz. Rashi Melehevele Shnaim Shasu, since somebody else made the Hanocha, Yepoter, because two people are doing it. That the second person had to move from his place to catch it. In other words, by your Zrika, it shouldn't have landed there. This person had to come and catch it. Or else a dog came and caught it in his mouth. It's not called Hanocha, but lands in the mouth of a dog. So Rashi, why the Bina Mokum Dalad? Because it has to be Hanoch, has to be on a mokum, dal, a choshev a mokum, and the mouth of a dog is not choshev, therefore the Mishnah says Yepoter. So again, the Mishnah says, kol to achar, if somebody else chapped it before it made Hanoch, or else kol to kelev, a kelev came and grabbed it, b'shas Hanoch, or else it got burned up before the Hanoch is potter. All these cases, Yepoter and Yozrika. Vaita, zorek lasos chabura, you threw a stone to hit the person to make a chabura on Shabbos, which is a nav malacha to make a chabura. Bein b'yodma ubein b'behema, whether you had that to throw it at a person, or you had that to throw it at a behema. The niskar, and after the stone left your hand, you remembered that today was Shabbos, and it's also to do a chabura today on Shabbos, you chayv misa if you do it. Actually, nasis chabura potter. If you remembered before the stone hit the person, so you potter from achatis. Why? Zeh haklal. This is the klal of the Mishnah. Kol chay vechatois einam chayov machetet chiloson v'soifon shkoga. To be chay vechatois, you have to do the whole malacha with a machshev shkoga. It means either you forgot today was Shabbos or you forgot this malacha was awesome. But from the beginning and the end of the malacha, it was done b'shoigi. Mashenke and chiloson shkoga v'soifon zodin. If the beginning was a shoigi, you take it when you threw it, you forgot today was Shabbos. Of a v'seif and zodin, before it landed, you remember t'chei was Shabbos, or else t'chilos and zodin, you remember t'chei was Shabbos. V'seif and shkoga, then later it slipped your mind, you forgot t'chei was Shabbos. It's pturim, yapota from a korban. Ad shetei t'chilosan v'seif and shkoga. That's the yisoid. Yoni chayiv a korban. If you do the whole malacha from the beginning till the end, b'shoigig. But either the beginning or else the end was done b'mezid, so a chiyav misa you're not chayiv because you have to do the whole malacha b'mezid. But you're not chayiv b'chatis because you didn't do the whole malacha b'shoigig. So the Gemara, tzadik, the ratio is mashman havamin, it's like one case the ratio. It's saying you threw the chayfetz, dal damas b'shus rabim, and before it landed you remembered today was Shabbos, and also somebody else came and chapped the chayfetz, that's why you potter. So Chur Tzadik says to Gemara, Honocha Chayiv, Mashmalo, view yourself with, if it would have landed by itself, Honocha, not that a second person came and grabbed the Chayfetz while it was in the air, but you threw a Dal Damis and it would land by itself, Mashmalo, you'd be Chayiv. Is the Kasha Vahaloi Niska. The Mishnah Reish is talking about when you threw it, Taka B'Shaz Riki, you forgot today was Shabbos, but then it says Niskar. In the middle, while it's traveling, you remember today is Shabbos, so you're amazed now. Utanan, the end of the Mishnah says, Kol chay v'chatois, einon chayovim, ad shetei tchilosem v'soif and shkoga. When are you chay v'chatis, if you do a malacha b'shoigig, if the whole malacha from beginning and end was done b'shoigig? Here, since the end of the malacha was done b'mezid, you remembered today was Shabbos, so why is the Mishnah mashma that you'd be chayiv? The Reish is saying the only reason why you potter is because somebody else came and caught it. So you didn't do the anocha, somebody else did the anocha. Mashmuf would land by itself, you would be chayiv. Is the kasha, since we're talking about, you remembered at the end that it was Shabbat today, so the anocha was done the mezid. So you should be part of the nechatis. Omer Rav Kano, seif and oson lelichto masna. Tell you there's a chilek. By Yezrika, when you throw the stone and it leaves your hand, that's considered you did the whole malocha. So as long as you're a shaygig then, even though later, before it lands, you remember to Reish Shabbos, Amad Yubichai V'chatis. Because when it left your hand, you can't do anything anymore. Even when you remember to Reish Shabbos, you can't stop the malocha from happening. Now what's Pshan, the Sefer, the Mishnah that says, no, that if you remember B'shas Tahanocha, that Reish Shabbos, your potter, it's talking about Nekimto, where you're throwing a stick attached to a string. So the string you have in your hand. So you throw the stick for Amis. Now, at the beginning, when you threw it, you were shogeg, you forgot today was Shabbos, you thought it was mutter. Now, in the middle, when the stick is still traveling, you remember today is Shabbos. See, there's a shaila on you. If you remember today is Shabbos, why didn't you right away pull the string and pull the chavetz back to you? Since you didn't pull it back to you, it's considered the end of the malach is being done b'mezid. But that's only if there's a possibility for you to stop it. Now that you didn't stop it, we consider like you're doing it b'mezid. But the reish of the Mishnah, is talking about when you throw the stone, it wasn't attached to you. So once it left your hand, the whole malacha was done, you can't stop it anymore. So there it doesn't make a difference, even if you remember later that today is Shabbos. That's not considered your amazing b'shas, the sight for the malacha. Therefore the reish says, what's the hecha timtza that you put there? Only because the second person came and grabbed the chepetz. Hey, so Shikitsa Amar Rav Kana Seifa Osan Lichto Masna. The Seifa the Mishnah is talking about with a string attached to this stick. For the Gemara, Lichto Masna Oigda Biyodoy. That can't be pshat, because Rabbi Zoi Bechlal Fazriki you be potter then. If you throw a piece of wood that a string is attached to it and the string is in your hand, the chlal is not called you made azrika dal damas vishus rabim. Dal damas means it's not ugly to you, it's away from you. But here that the string is attached to your hand, that the chlal is not called azrika. So Mel, the Mishnah can't be talking about an akimta where you're holding it with a string. So the Mora Kagoin, Atev Shakt is like this. Kagoin, Sheniskavin Lasses Chabura. That the Sefer, the Mishnah that says your potter, if you remember at the end that it's Shabbos, you're called a mezid, that's talking about the gate to the Melechus Chabura. In other words, we're still talking about where you're taking a stone and throwing it at somebody on Shabbos to make a Chabura. And we're talking about a string is attached to the stone. So Melah, here it's good. When you threw the stone, you were a shogeg, you forgot today was Shabbos, you didn't know there's a Melech of hitting somebody on Shabbos. Now in the middle, you remembered. Now since you remembered, you'll be potter now, because the end of the malach is called on the mezid. The stone left your hand, what could you do? We're talking about the string is attached to the stone. So really, you could have stopped the stone from hitting the person. Since you didn't stop it, it's considered you're doing the malach of the mezid. Now here, there's no p'tur of the fact you're holding the string attached to the stone. That's only a p'tur in Zrika. It's not considered it was thrown daladamas away from you. But for Chabura, what's the difference? The malach is you're being chayvul. You're making somebody bleed. You're taking blood out of the other person. So my nafkamina, if a string is attached to the stone or not. So therefore, the malach is called, you're doing a malach as Chabura. But the Sefer, the Mishnah says, you'll be potter in this case. Because at the beginning you were shogeg, but then in the middle you remember today was Shabbos, that's called the end of the chavura was done, the mezid. And you could have stopped the melacha by pulling the string and stopping the stone. Since you didn't stop the stone, it's considered the chavura is being done at the end, the mezid, that's why you put it. For the Gemara, that's shver. Honami tenina. This can't be pshat in the Chiddush of the Sefer, but this says beferish in the Mishnah. Honami tenina. Hazerik lasses chavura, bein biyodim, bein bebehema. Veniskar Ashla Nasas Chabur Reporter. So it's the beginning of the Mishnah says that. So that can't be Psham, the end of the Mishnah Zeh HaKlal, like Rashi says. Mashma, the end of the Mishnah Zeh HaKlal, telling us another Kiddush, something else. Ela Roma Rova. What's Psham the Mishnah B'maver? I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about B'maver when you're walking with the Chafetz. In other words, when are you Potter? If you remember today was Shabbos and the end of the Malacha was done, B'mezid. That's only when you're walking, Dal Damas B'shus Rabim with the Chayfetz. So there it's a push to Svara, since you should have stopped. As soon as you remember today was Shabbos, you should have stopped. If you didn't stop walking, it's called the end of the Malacha was done, B'mezid. But enachnami, bezrika, whenever you throw a chayfetz out of your hand, as soon as the chayfetz leaves your hand, and we're talking about now, it's not attached with a string, because otherwise there wouldn't be a zrika altogether. So you're throwing your stone out of your hand, as soon as it leaves your hands, bezrika, enachnami, you're always chayif. Because the whole malacha is considered done when it leaves your hand, because you can't do anything afterwards. They say for the mission, it says there are clouds, mashmitz going back to zrika. It's not mashmitz a new chiddush now, dafka b'mavir, when you're walking through the Rishus Rabin, and there the svara since you could have stopped, and you didn't stop walking, it's called the end of the malacha was done b'mezid. No, it's mashma, the end of the say for the mission is even talking about zrika. That even by a zrika, when you throw a chayfetz, it's shayach to be potter if at the end, before the hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. It's considered the malacha was done b'mezid. Elazat Gemara Amarova, Tarti Katoni. I'll tell you the ratio of the Mishnah means two separate cases. Ha Zorek Veniskar. Veniskar Me'acha Shiyotet Samiyodan. You threw the chayfetz, and you remembered now after the chayfetz left your hand that today was Shabbos, then you're also potter. As we've been chosen up in the Svara before, even though it's not attached with a string, you can't pull the stone back anymore. So therefore it's called a good Zrika. For Nesvek can you be potter? Because Lamaisa, Bishas, the stone is landing, before the Hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos, so it's considered Bishas, the Hanocha, you're amazed now. Even though you can't do anything to stop the Malocha, so what? Lamaisa, that's the cloud of the Seifa, you only Chayiv, that throughout the whole Malocha, you're a Shoigig. But when the end of the Malocha, the Hanocha is being done, you're amazed, you'll be potter. So the Reish of the Mishnah means two cases. One Ptur is stamped the fact that you remember today was Shabbos before the Anocha, so you're potter because the Anocha was done amazing. Inami, another Ptur the Mishnah says, Loi Nisker, in the case where you did not remember today was Shabbos. In other words, the whole Zrika is being done b'shoigim. There's another Ptur though, for Kol Tacher, in the case where the Chayfis did not land because of your Zrika, if somebody else came and caught it. So it's considered the second person made the Hanocha. That's why you're potter, like Rashi says, like Shnaim Shasu. Or else even you threw it into the mouth of the kelev, your potter. And Rashi says, because the mouth of a kelev, a dog, is not a choshev amokim, it's not dalad or dalad, that's why you potter. Or else it was burned up, so the chalaf not choshev like a hanocha, that's why you potter. So the moravashi yoma chasuri mechsra, the Mishnah is missing something. Vachik Tony, this is what the Mishnah should have said. Hazorik, if somebody threw a chayfetz on Shabbos, and he remembered now after it left his hand that today is Shabbos, so b'shas tahanocho he is amazed. Or else called to achar, somebody else came and chapped his chayfetz, or called to kelub, or else a dog came and like made the hanocho of the chayfetz, or shenisra for potter, or else if it burnt up you're potter. So you want to be medayik hanocho chayiv. You want to be medayik mashma, if it would have landed by itself, you would be chayiv. If somebody else wouldn't have chapped it, or if the dog wouldn't have ate it, or the fire wouldn't have burned it, but it would have landed by itself, you would be chayiv. And that was the original kasha. Why are you chayiv achatis? The chura, since you remembered that today was Shabbos before it made the hanocha, the end of the hanocha was done b'mezid. So why are you chayiv? So t'bemed devar mamurim, when does the Mishnah mean to say, shechoza v'shochach? When is the diyuk to say that if it made its own hanocha, you'd be chayiv? In the case where chozav b'shochach, in other words, in the middle, you threw a stone out of your hand. The beginning, you were shoygi, you forgot today was Shabbos. While the stone was traveling, you remembered today was Shabbos. But then chozav b'shochach, before the chayfet landed on the ground, you forgot a second time that today was Shabbos. That's why you'd be chayiv. Avo loy chozav b'shochach poter. But Luyitsu, you did not remind yourself, you did not forget, but in the middle of the Zrika, you remembered that Rei was Shabbos, and B'Shas Tahanocha, you're still remembering Rei is Shabbos, it's considered that Anocha is being done when you're amazed, and the climate then you'll be potter. Why? Shekol Chai V'Chatois Einem Chayovim Achetei Tchilosan V'Soifin Shkoga. That's the Klal of the Mishnah. When you do a Malocha B'Shoigig, Yoni Chai V'Chatis, if the beginning and the end of the Malocha was done B'Shoigig. But here, with the end of the Malacha, B'Shas Tanocha, you remember the Trei Shabbos, you're called the Mezid, you're Potter. But then his Chiddush is that even though at the beginning you were Shaygi, and in the middle you were a Mezid, That's his chiddush. Do you can be chayav a korban if at the end b'shas tanocha you again forget that today was Shabbos? The ikish koga has to be b'shas tekira b'shas tanocha. Even though in between you remembered, that doesn't make a p'tur. Abi, the beginning and the end of the melach is being done b'shaydig. That's enough to be mechayav you. Hey, this is Rav Ashi's chiddush. Right, as with Gemara, zeha klal. The end of Mishnah says this: the klal kol chay v'chatois, like we're saying, yoni chay v'chatis. If the whole melacha was done b'shoigi, so the more itmar shtei ames b'shoigi. Somebody either was walking or throwing the chayfus two ames b'shus rabim knew the shoigi. At that time, he forgot today was Shabbos. Shtei ames b'mezid, but the next two ames he remembered today was Shabbos, and then again shtei ames b'shoigi. Then again it went another two ames b'shoigi. So either you're walking through the Rishus Rabbim six Amis, so the first two Amis you walk, you forgot Terei was Shabbos. The middle two Amis, you remember Terei was Shabbos, you're amazed. And the last two Amis, again, you forgot Terei was Shabbos. And what's the law? Are you chayiv or not? Rabbi Roma Potter. Rabbi says in such a case, you're Potter for Mechatis. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Roma Chayiv. Rabbi says in such a case, you're chayiv. So tomorrow, what's the svaris? Rabbi Roma Potter, here your Potter are fiddle Rabbi Gamliel, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. The Omer ein Yedia lechatishir, that if you remember you did a chatzi melacha chatishir, that doesn't have a shem Yedia. That Yedia by itself will not be mechayiv you a korban. Abahosim hu techi kogoma shiuroi b'shoigig kogoma. They are called upon him when you ended the melacha, you were a shoigig, even though you had a Yedia. But you finished the melacha b'shoigig. That's why. That's why you chayiv a korban over there. Mashen kein, aval hocho to be mazed loy. But here, when the melacha finished, you're amazed. In other words, you're walking two amis, and then you walk another two amis. Now the melacha ends at the end of four amis. That's called havoras dal damis b'shus rabim. So since you walk dal damis b'shus rabim, and at the end of the dal damis you're amazed, the second two amis you remember today was Shabbos. That's why you potter from the korban. So Drashi, itma beiz amis b'shoigig, beiz amis b'mezid, beiz amis b'shoigig. Rabbi mapotter, Rabbi mechayiv. Shtei amis b'mezid sheniskal leachas shtei amis v'shoynis v'chozav v'shachar beiz achronis. He says, in the middle you remember Terei was Shabbos, Amod Nekimta, and at the end you forgot again Terei was Shabbos. Drashit Rigam Liel, Lekam and Perak Abonim. Hosam Dechi Gomer, Shiyu Rei B'Shoigi Gomer. That they are talking about HaKlisev Beis Oisius. Somebody writes two Oisius on Shabbos. The Beis Halomis. You forgot two different times, like you wrote one Ois in the morning, you forgot Terei was Shabbos, and then in the afternoon you wrote a second Ois. The Mechai Barav Gam Liel, B'Ois HaShniyah. Why? Nigmar hashir, because when you finish the second ois, that's finishing the shir. V'yafu b'shoigig, you're also a shoigig when you finish the second ois. Avol hocha b'shtei amtsoyis, shein b'mezid nigmar hashir, because meforash b'yozom, loy b'mavir, u'shtei amois b'mezid. V'yozom lo, yeah, b'mavir u'shtei amois b'mezid, we're talking about he's walking. So when the person finishes walking Dal Damas B'Shus Rabim, it's considered like he did a whole melacha. Now at the end of the Dal Amas, the end of the second Amas, he's amazed. So that's why here you potter from a korban chatis, because it's called the end of the melacha finished off with amazed. That's Rabbi's word. So the moral of Amai, what are we talking about? If he's talking about he threw it, is the chur a shaygigu? I bezerik, the whole thing is a shaygig. Shrashi Shaygu, Shrey Ain Biyode Lakva, the Chivin Shechoyze Vishocha Chayiv, Le Nigmro Melocho, Achas Hanocho, Shele Seifo Vishaygi. And Monashach, if you stand throwing the Chayvitz, so you can't look at the middle Beis Amis, it has no Chshivas to it. Because once it left your hand, you can't stop it anymore. Elamai, you have to look at the beginning and the end. So since the end of the Melocho was done Vishaygi, Gavad, you should be Chayiv Achates here. Ela b'maver. I'll tell you, we're talking about b'maver. Somebody's walking through the Rishus Rabbim, and that's the Chiddush. He's walking the first two Amis he walked b'shoigig. The second two Amis he walked b'mezid. So since at the end of those four Amis he could have stopped, it's considered that the Malacha was finished b'mezid. That's why you put there from Echatis. Rav Amachayim, Rav says no such as Keshi Chayim Echatis. Yafilu l'Rabbonin. the Amri, Yeshadila Chatishir, even according to Rabbonim that say Namal, or Yediya Vachatishir is Yechoshiv, so Chura, since this middle of Days Amis, which is a Chatishir, was done Bemezid, let's say it's called Bemezid, so to name Hosam who, to be other. There are Koponim, you could stop doing the Melachim. Aval Hocha, the ain't be other light. For here you can't stop doing the Melach in the middle, therefore here Yechayiv. So Gemara for Mai, what is Rava talking about? Iba Mavri, if he's walking through the Rishus Rabbim, Harei Biyodei, what do you mean he can't stop? After he walked two Amis, and he remembered today was Shabbos, he could have stopped. And since he didn't stop, it's considered he's doing it amazing. So what do you say, Yechayiv? For Yela Bezerik, Elamazat Gemara, Rava is talking about Bezerik. And Rava is saying, if you throw the Chayfet, so as soon as it leaves your hand, you can't stop it anymore. So Mela, since the end of the Melacha was done b'shegig, and the beginning of the Melacha was done b'shegig, therefore Yechayiv. So here what comes out now, that Rab and Rob is no machlekis. Like Rashi says, Maro machoda. If you're talking about Mavir, walking with the Chayfis through the Rishus Rabbim, then you're potter in such a case. Because since when you walk the second two Amis, you have amazed, and at that time you could have stopped walking, it's considered the Melacha ended off, b'mezid, you're potter from Mechatis. But if you throw the chayfets, when you throw the chayfets, as soon as it leaves your hand, you can't stop the melacha anymore. So the middle Beis Amos has no chashivas here. We have to look at the beginning of the melacha and at the end of the melacha. So here, since the first two Amos you were shaking, and the last two Amos you were shaking, I've had the current everybody you chayv. So the maskon is there's no machlekes. Just mara machoda, b'lay plik. So the mara, Oma Rabba. Zorak, you throw a chayfes dal damas v'shus rabim, v'nocha v'piya kelev, and it lands in a kelev's mouth, in the dog's mouth. Oy v'piya kivshin, or else the opening of a small piya kivshin, a small oven, trashiv v'nisvifor b'shal heves, and it gets burnt up in the fire. Is dalocha chayf? Dosat rabba. You threw it there, that's considered a good hanocha, and you chayf. Frak the Gemara, I al mishnah said now like that. We are the nan tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. Kol to acher. If you throw a chayfet and somebody else comes and catches it, or kol to kelev, or else it ended up in the kelev's dog's mouth, or shenisef, or else it got burnt up, is potter. And why is Rashi say potter? Because a kelev's mouth is not dalal or dalal. It's not a choshev mokum to make an ochum. So how could Rabbi say yechayev? The Mishnah says potter. And the Gemara poshut. Hosom loy mechavin. The Mishnah is talking about time you throw the chayfets. Dal dam mishus rabin. You didn't patavka have kavonet to land in the dog's mouth. So it happened to be a dog was then landed in his mouth. So then we say, since the mouth is not rochev dal dal dalad, it's not called a chosh v'mokim, it's not called anocha yipotim. Habahochot the kol mechavin. But here we're talking about you threw it patavka into the dog's mouth. But you had a dog dialed Amos away from you, Bishus Rabin, and your Badafka wanted to throw a cookie to him. So by you throwing and having kavon at your land in his mouth, your kavon is machshiv, not mokim, to make the mokim choshiv. So even though it's less than dal al dalid, still you be chayiv. Trashi ocho du ko mechavin. Machshav toy mishav yele mokim to achshivei. Since to you it's choshiv, this mokim of the dog's mouth, you want it to get there, you machshiv it, you'll be chayiv, that's called the mokim choshiv. So the Mara Oma Rav Bivi Barabaya Afa Nan Namitanina. I'll bring your raya for this Yisoid. We learned also someplace else. That what if Yom Machshev you go boss Yom Machshava and you be chaya for Yom Machshava? Why? It's a mission increases. Yesh Oichel Achila Achas v'chaya v'le Dalat Chatois v'yoshemechad. It's possible that one person ate one food or something, one kezayis, and for this he's over four chatois, he has to bring four different karbonis. For Yoshem Echon, he has to bring one karbon oshem. What's the case? Ha tomei, the person was tomei. She'ochal chelev, he ate chelev. So l'chura, chelev is one chiyiv chatis. For who nicer? It was also chelev of kochim, so it's a psul nicer. Mina amakdoshim, so l'chura, there's an iser als tomei, the person is tomei, he's not allowed to eat kochim. Then he's eating noiser, the second chorus, the second chatis. Then he's eating chelev, that's the third chatis. And b'yom kippur, we're talking about he ate this on Yom Kippur. So he has a fourth chatis for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir, afim hoiser Shabbos. Let's say we're talking about he ate this on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Voitzio bepiv, and he carried it out in his mouth. Yishino yechayiv. So that's another chatis shechayfu. Amruloi, the Rabbanan told back to Meir, ain't him in Hashem. It's true, you can have the fifth chatis, But that's a Isser al Saito. And we want that you chayev for chatois for the Maisa Achila of eating it. So therefore, don't bring me Rai Remei about Haitso. We want four chatois only of eating it. Vakopon Freti Gemara v'yamai. Why, according to Remei, are you chayev? Who ain't derech Haitso the kach? It's not a derech to carry something out in your mouth. So since it's not a derech to carry out, why you chayev? So Rashi v'amai mechayev, mishum Haitso the divri akil. Who ain't derech lechiva pe? It's not a derech to carry something out in your mouth. You should be potum. So that's what Ramea says, if you carry this out on Shabbos Yechayiv, the Rabbanon don't bring Zichon that, they're also masking Yechayiv on Shabbos. The Rabbanon are just saying, that's, don't put that into the Mishnah, because the Mishnah wants the Surim of Achilam, and not the Surim of Haitzor. But the Avada masking to Ramea, that a person would have it in his mouth, and walk out for Shus Rabbin, he's Chayiv. If the Kash, it's not a Derech Haitzor, the Kach, that there it is, Elitiv, and the Kormachavin, since he asked Kavon to eat it, and it's in his mouth, it's a chosh of a place in his mouth, his machshavta mishavi lemokim. His machshavta is mishavi lemokim that is chayiv, his hochinami. Kiv, and the Kormachavin, machshavta mishavi lemokim. Since he has Kavon that his chayfut should land in the dog's mouth, he wants it to land there, his machshav is machshav, the mokim yechayiv for that hanochah. That usually you don't carry something in your mouth that's not there to carry. But here the reason why it's in your mouth while you're walking, because you want it to be in your mouth, you want to eat it like. So your machshav reads, you badafka want this chayfis in your mouth now. And your machshav, this chayfisah, you're carrying in your mouth. You have a machshava to do it, and it's a chashav of a thing for you, that's why you chayiv. It's here also, if your machshav, this mokim, in the mouth of the keller, that's where you want it to be, in such a case, you chayiv for the hoitzah. Yehadrin Olof Hazerik. Yehazak the Mishnah. Haboine, if somebody builds something on Shabbos, kama yivne v'yei chayiv. What's the share of binyan to be chayiv for on Shabbos? Is Haboyne Kolshu, and for the Mishnah, no matter how little you build, you chayiv, even a Kolshu, you chayiv on Shabbos. The Gemara's going to ask the Kasha, what is a Kolshu Roy for? Like every Malacha has to have a Chshiv, it has to be Roy for something. The Kura here, it's not Roy for anything. That's going to be the Gemara's going to ask this Kasha. We'll soon see. The Mishnah writer, V'ya Mesates, V'ya Hamake Bepatish. You do a mesates, Rashi says that's marbayas evin. You have a stone that you chopped out of the mountain, and now you want to square off the stone. As you're making the stone roy to use to build with. Or mesakno, and you're mesakin the stone, is hakola fi hamokim. Everything depends upon the place. Sheesh mekoymish regilum lahachlik. Some places like to smooth out the stone. Sheesh mekoymish regilum lachroitz bo charitzim. Charitzim beres ashkenaz. Some people make scratches, indentions in the stone. Whatever you do to make the stone roy to use like bricks to build with, that's called like a meleches binyan. You're being misakin these bricks. Vaitav yamaka bapatish. There's another melocha being maka bapatish. Uve matzad. Hey, lavdavka you hit it with a patish, with a hammer. Who are din of a matzah? That's another type of a hammer. So Rashi, it's a chiddush Rashi. What's called hamaka bapatish? Rashi gamhu biyavas meluchis. This is also one of the yavas meluchis. For who belaz pick a type of a hammer? Shemafoytzes boya seven. That you bang the stone min hasel out of a big rock. You bang out a stone. Liyachas shechotzev eso even. Sovit. After you hollowed out, like you start to knock out an evan, a stone, out of the big mountain or a big rock, or mavdu minahar, you separate this stone a little bit from the mountain already, ktsas. Now, who makav a patish makagdurli, takes his hammer and gives one more final bang to knock the stone out of the mountain. Vihi misforekis, it separates, v'naifelis, and it falls out of the mountain, this stone. Vizel gemar malocha shachitz v'yevin. This is the end of the malocha of like, knocking stones out of the mountain. So Rashi, b'chol ha'goyme b'shabbis, melocha, whoever finishes a melocha on Shabbos, told us makabapatashi. This is called the toldo of makabapatashi. So the kids of Rashi learns the makabapatashi, a chiddush, it's when you're knocking the stone out of the mountain, and the last knock you give to get the stone out of the mountain, that's called makabapatashi. Taisus doesn't like this pshat. Taisus learns pirsh kunchish from a foitzer boys a seller. Taisus via nirulari. The Mishkan lo heavy binyan avonim. That they didn't build things with stones in the Mishkan. Lo shove tona gemam locha de kelim heavy Mishkan. Why didn't the time of the Mishnah say a better case of Makapatish? They should have said when you finish a Kli, because in the Mishkan you had Kalim. V'nokam Makapatish di'evin, lehevi b'mishkan, el nir l'ri, dai Makapatish hainu machish achroin, shemaka la Kli, b'shas kumam locha. Then when you're finishing off a Kli, the last bang you give on the Kli, that's what you're chayif for. That's the Yisabayna. So some learn the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos here is that we'll see in the Homer Seperik Yerabayna Rashi Shita is that Midiraisa is ain't binyan b'kelim. No matter what type of a kli you make, there's no issa binyan on kelim. Tosfos learns no. That the Gemara says ain't binyan b'kelim is only if you put pieces together. But if you're making the kli from scratch, from beginning, there is an issa binyan. Therefore, Tosfos says the Makav HaPatish of the Mishkan was the building the kelim, and the last bang of the kelim, that's Makav HaPatish. But Rashi learns when you make a kli, there's no issa binyan midiraisa. So no, there wouldn't be a Makav HaPatish there either. Therefore, the Makav HaPatish has to be something to do with karka, with binyan, like avonim with stones, you build houses with it, that type of shayach and issa binyan midiraisa. That's what Rashi calls this the case of Makav HaPatish. Rashi matzad means afu kumay kurn is godla, too big type of a hammer, shall barzel, the binyan shall barzel. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Hakoidach. Hakoidach Rashi means not.